Welcome to the Semicolon Podcast. This is a safe place to discuss a variety of topics centered around mental health. I am your host, Ashley McClellan, a social worker who has learned a lot about mental health along the way. I am here to be a voice, to support, and to learn with you all. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Semicolon Podcast. I am your host, Ashley McClellan, and in today's episode, I would like to talk about why forgiveness is important for your mental health. I was just thinking to myself, like, man, I used to hold some grudges against people. So I took the time to look up grudge in the dictionary, and the dictionary states, a grudge is a persistent feeling of ill will or resentment resulting from a past insult or an injury. I remember back in high school when my mom would let my cell phone get cut off because she didn't pay the bill. I would walk around the house for days and not speak to that lady. Like, I couldn't live without my phone and you let it get cut off. Or when she would tell us over and over that she was finally going to get her life together and stop doing drugs. And then a year later, she would relapse and we would be right back at square one. I held so much resentment in my heart towards her. Why? Because I was expecting her to stand on her word. I was expecting her to change. Did y'all catch the key word? Expecting. We let ourselves down when we hold these expectations for others. People hold grudges for many reasons, and I noticed throughout my life I held grudges because people did not stand on their word or did not change when or how I wanted them to. We are human, and I'm not saying forgiveness is easy, because it's not. But when you have unforgiveness in your heart, who are you hurting? That's a question, and I'll give you all a minute to think about that. You are not hurting no one but yourself. However, I believe before you even begin to learn to forgive other people, you must learn to forgive yourself. We are our own worst critics, and we are so hard on ourselves. One of the best definitions I have seen for self-forgiveness is that it means that you accept the behavior, you accept what has happened, and you are willing to move past it and not dwell over the past events that cannot be changed. You all, there are like legit studies and research that show when you practice self-forgiveness, you have better mental and emotional well-being. You have more positive attitudes and you have more healthier relationships. Throughout my life, I did not forgive myself, and it showed and carried over to many of my relationships. Especially because I was looking for people to fill a void my parents left in me, a void I left in myself. We all make mistakes in life, but if we don't make mistakes, how do we grow? So we must learn and grow from these mistakes. So during the time that we are learning and growing, we must forgive ourselves. So when we learn to forgive ourselves, then we learn how to forgive those that have wronged us. In the Bible, it states in Mark chapter 11, verse 25, but when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. I tell my kids all the time that I work with, forgiveness is not for that other person. It's for you. Unforgiveness can make you a bitter person, a negative person, a cold-hearted person, a toxic person, and the list goes on and on. Lord knows I have been all three. You know, I have told you all many times that I am legit a genuine good person all around. However, there have been times when I allow people to take me out of my character and turn me into this bitter or cold-hearted person. People that used to tell me that I was so nice are now telling me that I am mean. My response would be, I'm tired of people taking my kindness for weakness. I used to vent to my brother Damo all the time and tell him, like, I'm going to stop going out of my way for people. I'm going to start doing people how they do me. And he would be like, no, Ashley, that's not you. No matter what people do to you, you continue to do right by others. This is how we should live life. If you constantly find yourself being hurt by a person over and over, you know you could just walk away, right? Walk away before this person or thing turns you into someone that you're not. Accept that in the moment, that person did what they knew best. Maybe they didn't mean to hurt you, but the way they hurt you is all they know because this is how they were hurt. You know, they say hurt people hurt people. So back to our definition. You accept the behavior, you accept what has happened, and you are willing to move past it and move on with your life. When you forgive others, it brings you peace. It brings you healing. It brings you happiness. You let go of anger and resentment harbored in your heart. This allows positive energy to flow throughout your life. What I love the most is that forgiveness eliminates the control a person has over you. 9 times out of 10, that person has moved on, and here you are stuck being mad at the world. When you choose to forgive someone, they no longer have authority over your heart, your mind, and even your soul. I have definitely struggled with this. Like, I was ready to end my life because of the way I have been hurt. And the people that hurt me have already moved on, living their best life. Y'all, I felt like I was preaching in this episode. But this is definitely a topic that needed to be talked about. Forgiveness is part of healing. I have to check my list again, but I believe I have forgiven all the people that have hurt me. I have a relationship with my mother now. I have a relationship with my dad, even after he told me he would kill me and called me a B-I-T-C-H. I have spoken to all of my exes, except for one. Well, he really not an ex. But I could legit have random check-in with my exes to see how life is treating them, because that hurt is let go. I have forgave them, you know. And like I say, life is short. And like, if something was to happen to someone that I know or had a relationship with, it would hurt me, especially like if we not on speaking terms, like it would hurt. You know, they have people, when something happened, people like to come out the blue and act like, you know, y'all been talking all this time. No, have that relationship now. So when something does happen, you could, you know, talk out and say, yeah, I had a relationship with this person. This person has always been in my life, and you could speak to the character of that person. So, but I just want to throw out there, even though I do have like these random check-ins, I can talk to all my exes. One thing is that I would not give them the chance to hurt me again. We could be cordial, but you would not get the chance to hurt me again. And another thing I just want to point out, have you guys ever heard the saying, never go to bed angry? I know my mom used to tell me this all the time because I swear I used to go to bed angry at her all the time. But it's like, you never know if you're going to wake up the next day, if that person is going to wake up the next day. So that's why it's just important to forgive so you won't have that anger and, you know, that resentment, and it's destroying your peace and your happiness. But to wrap things up, you all know I always end with a quote. However, I found so many that were so fitting for this topic that I couldn't just pick one. So here are my top two. This is a quote. I'm not going to pronounce the name because I really do not want to mess up this name. The first name starts with an N, and the last name is Zebian. And it states, "Today, I decided to forgive you. Not because you apologize or because you acknowledge the pain that you caused me, but because my soul deserves peace." Oh my God, y'all, that just resonated with me. I love that. And the second quote, I think I'm going to pronounce this wrong as well, is by Aldi Allsaid. It say, "People hurt each other. It happens to everyone. Intentionally, unintentionally, regretfully, or not. It's a part of what we do as people. The beauty is that we have the ability to heal and forgive." I thought that was beautiful. So I really hope you all enjoyed this episode, and I can't wait to talk to you all in my next episode.